time for Tassie time.
The work of a modern master. 200 for Ricky Ponting.
Mystic Journey over the top takes the lead. She is one free for Mabel. Mystic Journey's won the All-Star by an electorate quarter.
But he says, ta-da on Bowtide. Some Bowtide brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back all right. He's making a mess of them. Bowtide, absolutely brilliant.
Bridge over 10.
And
Steve Old. 12:08, it is time for Tassie time. We've got a very special guest, the Tasmanian Sport and Racing Minister, Jane Howlett, to join us in just a moment. But it's a good afternoon to you, Steve Old. Did you feel this earthquake this morning down there in Tassie?
G'day, mate. No, I didn't. And our thoughts go out to everyone in Victoria and I think parts of Tassie, but mainly Victoria. I've sent a few messages from a few of my counterparts in the hotels industry over there that it obviously wasn't good. So there's a bit of damage to a few buildings and stuff. So our best wishes go out to everyone in Victoria at the moment.
Let's welcome in our special guest today, Oldie, on Tassie Time. It's Tasmanian Sport and Racing Minister Jane Howlett. Jane, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Gareth, and good morning, Steve. How are you both? I'm hoping you're okay, Gareth.
You've
had a pretty crazy morning over there.
Yeah, we're okay. We hope everyone around Victoria is okay. It was a little bit scary, Minister, but we're here, and I'm looking forward to catching up with you because there's plenty happening in racing and sport in your wonderful state of Tasmania. I just want to touch on, first of all, about the jockey strike, the senior riders, eight of them striking there on Sunday because they felt unsafe competing against the apprentices there in Tassie. Are you over this story at the moment, Jane, and your thoughts on this?
Yeah, look, Gareth, I was extremely disappointed that the race meeting was impacted on Sunday. And I'm so pleased that the meet went ahead. And what a tremendous job the apprentices did on Sunday. It was an outstanding effort and it was pretty terrible weather conditions too up there at Sprayton. But I just want to say congratulations to Taya and to Taylor for an outstanding effort by both. And it was so great that Taya rode her first winner on her first ever race, and Taylor got a third and a fifth. So it was so wonderful for them, and I wish them a really successful career.
Is this a situation that, however, have you had a chat to Tassie Racing? Do you think this will be sorted out and won't happen again?
Look, I'm advised that there won't be an additional strike this weekend. That's the advice that I've had. Yep. But if the jockeys decide to strike again, the meetings will go ahead with the apprentices like we did last week.
Hey, Jane, how are you going?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, obviously a big one for the racing industry's prize money or stakes money. How are we going in Tassie now with prize money?
Look, prize money, as you know, it's stakes is something that filters through the entire industry. And ever since I've been the minister, chatting to stakeholders, it's one thing that they've been very persistent about is a stake increase. We've so far had a 19% increase over the past 3 years, and we're having an additional 6% increase in October this year. So stakes are certainly on the increase, Steve, and we know that's something that it trickles through to the whole industry, increasing the stakes.
Is that in all three codes, Minister?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's in all three codes. Our thoroughbred stakes have increased to around the 20,000 per race now, which is great. And harness have increased to 8,750. And our greyhound bay stakes have increased to 2,875.
The point of consumption tax has always been a debate, especially with punters and jurisdictions like a Tas Racing. But how has the point of consumption tax gone in Tasmania since you introduced it there, Jane?
It's been travelling exceptionally well, Gareth. It's really exceeded my expectations. Based on the point of consumption tax review for 2020-21, it was $6.8 million that's been calculated to be shared with Tas Racing and the industry. And in 2021-22, we've had an additional $1.5 million over budget. So it's been tracking incredibly well. And the contribution to the industry in the 2020-21 21 was 2.5 million. So that's based on an 80% of additional revenue received in 2019-2020. So when the tax was first introduced, the whole aim of the tax was for stakes increase, for animal welfare and for infrastructure upgrades around the state. So I'm pleased the way that the point of consumption tax is certainly heading in the right direction.
Just on that too, Minister, there's been reports in all racing jurisdictions because of COVID that turnover has gone through the roof. Do you think that once we're through COVID-19 that the industries will be able to continue the success with their turnover going up?
Look, I certainly think that we'll see race field fees and betting stabilise.
Yep.
And that's why we were very conservative with our stakes increase here. We wanted it to be sustainable into the future. So we were really conservative when we did our increases so that we never, ever want to be in a situation where we have to decrease stakes.
That's a good point. I mean, it's good to see the stakes going up. Where are we at with the tracks, I guess? Obviously, we've had some issues with the turf tracks in Tassie. How are the Hobart and Lottie tracks progressing at the moment?
Well, we certainly did have some issues initially. The renovation is well underway and initial critical works are complete and the track is due, Elwick track is due to return to racing on Caulfield Cup Day. So as you're aware, we had recommendations from Mr. Dale Monteith in relation to the tracks and we've implemented all his measures and I'm pleased to say that all is going well and Elwick is due to reopen Caulfield Cup Day.
More importantly, Caulfield Cup Day is the TAS Hospitality Association race day, Gareth.
Yes.
That's right. I'll be there, Steve.
Is there any chance you can give me an exemption to get into your state for that day, Minister?
I keep out of those conversations.
No, I know you've got power, Minister, but you haven't got that much power.
Can't comment.
What about the Racing Regulation Act? There's been a review from your government on that act in 2004. Can you give our listeners just an update on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And just in relation to the tracks as well, Launceston tracks also undergone a significant renovation as well.
Yep.
And that's due to open on the 6th of October as well. Look, as far as the review's concerned, look, we know that we've had issues with the Office of Racing Integrity and that was identified in Dale Monteith's report earlier on in the year. It's a very old act. The Racing Regulations Act was 2004. It's not been substantially reviewed since its inception. So now is the right time. I mean, we know that probity and integrity are a critical part of the racing industry and we really need to do a review into the Act and modernise it and look at how we can do things better across the Office of Racing Integrity and TAS Racing as well.
Is that your biggest challenge in the next 2 months, 3 months there, Jane, to get that right?
Absolutely. We do need to get it right. And if it does take, I can't give you a definite time frame on how long that will take, the review. I'll be announcing the terms of reference in the coming weeks and also the discussion paper and an independent reviewer. And I certainly don't want it to be rushed. It's a really important piece of legislation that we need to get right. And it's about the racing industry into the future and making sure that it is modern legislation that that has probity and integrity at the forefront. And we just need to make sure that we have confidence in racing across all three codes and that's what this review will certainly do.
100%. We've got to get people to invest in the industry and stuff. We need confidence. So just switching codes slightly to sport and rec. Obviously, we've done a fair bit of work under Clubs Tasmania with you as Minister for Sport over the sort of, let's call it, the COVID period. Can you give our listeners a bit of an idea of what you've been focusing on yourself as Minister? They're trying to help clubs and organisations through this sort of tough period that seems to continue on.
Yeah, look, Steve, I must say you have been fantastic to work with since COVID during the the lockdown and then getting the return to play through Sport and Rec. Obviously, our main focus was return to play and having sporting codes equipped with equipment and organisations to deliver sport. It was all about replacing and upgrading minor and fixed infrastructure as well. We've released quite a number of different grant programs as well to assist different sporting codes, as well as ticket to play. We know that the cost of entering a sporting code can be a significant burden to many families. So we doubled our ticket to play from $100 to $200. And we've had an uptake of over 14,000 vouchers so far for ticket to play. And that ranges from girl guides, cadets, scouts, to various sporting codes, to participants aged 5 to 18 who are valid on a Centrelink healthcare card or pension card as well. So that's a really important piece of information, ticket to play, getting young children access to their favourite sporting code, and having a $200 voucher means that they could, you know, play in a summer sport and also a winter sport as well.
What about the AFL Tassie team? I guess that every time you have a media interview or yourself or the Premier, you get asked about this question. For the Tassie faithful out there that desperately want an AFL side, what's your message to them, Jane?
Hang on. I'm absolutely certain that we will get our own side. And the Premier is very, very passionate about the state having our own team, as he's stated many a times before. So we know that the decision on the Tasmanian AFL licence will be made, and hopefully we'll have a decision by August, I believe, next year. And we've re-signed the contract with North Melbourne and Hawthorn for an additional year. And we've had, I must say, we've had some excellent AFL content in the state this year. You know, we've had an additional 14 games. And we've had an historic two elimination finals. It's been excellent for the state, excellent for fans. And I know, Steve, you got along to some matches, and so did I. And it was so wonderful to have, you know, 14 additional games in our state.
Very good. And I look forward to getting the women's cricket. I think we've got the first bit of the women's BBL down here too. So who's your tip for the grand final this weekend, Minister? Demons or Bulldogs?
I was about to ask you, Gareth. Look, I have to say I'm definitely going for the Demons.
Okay, I hope. It doesn't really bother me who wins. They're two great footy clubs, and I think the Melbourne supporters have been waiting so long, and the Doggy supporters had to wait a long time before their success a few years back. So I just hope that football's the winner. Minister?
I wish them both the very best, but I've got to say I'm going for Melbourne. 1964 was the last time they'd won a premiership, so I'll certainly be getting behind them.
And what about the new NBL side? Are you ready to go? Have you got your box suited ready to go there, Minister, to get to make sure you've got the best seats in the house?
It's really exciting. We've got all the players on the ground now in Tasmania. Steve's on the board of the Jack Jumpers, so he'd have a little bit more of an insight than me, but I know the players have been training regularly down at Kingston. They've finally got their team together, and I think it's about them building a relationship now, and they've got that bit of extra time now that the season's pushed back, I believe, a bit. So that's good for the Jack Jumpers. It'll give them a bit more of an opportunity to get their friendships formed and get used to playing together.
Well, Jane, we appreciate your time here on RSN Central. Thanks for those updates, and we'll catch up with you hopefully down the track pretty shortly as well.
But I am very excited about the cricket, Gareth. So
yes.
Tassie. I mean, we've got 20 matches here, so.
So that is exciting. So there's a hub situation going on there, Minister?
Yeah, that's right. So we've got 20 matches. The first one kicks off Thursday the 14th at Blunston Arena, and that's the Hobart Hurricanes versus the Melbourne Renegades. So that's exciting. We've got 9 down south and 8 in at UTAS Stadium, and also 3 games at Invermay as well in Northern Tas.
When do you think you'll let us Victorians back in? In time for the carnival? The racing carnival next year?
It's about the national planning and getting our vaccination rates up. And,
yep.
And I'm sure we'll have a plan for our state reopening the borders coming up very soon. It's being worked on at the moment.
We're missing. We need a can of bugs from time to time, Minister. Well, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. And
Cascade.
Yeah, well, we're not fussed these days, so we just want to go to a pub. Thanks for that, Minister.
Thanks, Minister.
Thank you, Gareth.
There we go. There is Joan Howlett, the Minister for Racing and Sport. So plenty to discuss there, Oldie. That jockey situation, I think it shocked a lot of people up here in Victoria on the mainland as well. But hopefully they've sorted it all out now and they've learned from what's happened over the last 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, fingers crossed we don't have it again. I mean, so we don't have a massive amount of jockeys down here. We're not like Victoria and other states where they are. You know, we do rely on both our young apprentices coming through, but our hardened jockeys, and as I said, we don't have the numbers of some other states. So we need to make sure that we are working together. And there are some really positive things happening in racing down here. And yeah, the fact that we do have the review going on, it's a good time when a review comes on for everyone in the industry to have a say and to get on the, let's hope, a united path. Which would be great. We'll see what comes of that. And obviously, stakes are increasing. We can always have more in stakes. I mean, as we all know, if you're going to get people investing in the racing industry, you need to have stakes as high as you can. But, you know, you've got to have a good product. And I think, you know, Taz Racing and others are working on that. Can it be better? It can always be better. I'm always of the view you can always do better. But, you know, we are starting to get there in a lot of ways. And, you know, if we can keep consolidating that as an industry and getting things right, then hopefully we can get more investors in the industry and keep growing the racing industry in Tasmania for everyone. So it could be a good outcome.
Who's your tip in the footy?
I actually don't mind who wins. I'd probably like to see the Demons win it just because they haven't won it for so long, but I also do like the Bulldogs. So in past grand finals, I'm probably one of those ones where you pick one and hope the other one doesn't win, but I'm probably just going to be more sad for the side that loses. But I actually don't mind the brand of footy that the Demons and the Bulldogs play, so I'll probably lean slightly to the Demons, but again, I wouldn't mind who actually wins it, but I will say I'll put it on record, hope Ben Brown and the Demons can bring it home.
And what happened the SFL flag there in some local footy in Tassie? It was a thriller, wasn't it, in the grand final?
Yeah, Huonville led most of the day. They'd won last year's flag. They were going for back-to-back, and they led most of the day, but I think that overran them in the last quarter and took out the flag. They're both very proud Huon side, so Huon and Signet are local town rivals, but it was a really, to be frank, it was probably a really perfect way, if you could have a perfect way to finish what has been a very rough season for the SFL with there was a young guy called Ryan Wiggins who played for Signet. He'd come back from the statewide league and played with him. He had a really serious injury during the year and he's still going through a raft of complications and our heart goes out to him and his family and his friends involved in the footy circles. But for Signet to win it, I think it was just a real thing to finish the tumultuous year that they could win the granny for Ryan, which I think was a great thing. I think most people, if you weren't a Huonville supporter, would have probably hoped that Signet could have got over the line for their mate, Ryan Wiggins. So I think that was a good outcome in the end.
Oldie, great to have some cricket, as the Minister pointed it as well. So there's plenty to look forward to. And hopefully we get to see you soon, mate. We'll catch up with you next week anyway on Tassie Time.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate.
There was Steve Old there with Tassie Time. Great to catch up with the Minister as well there for sport and racing in Tasmania, Jane Howlett.